at 4:17. Time once again to get answers to your coronavirus questions, how it spreads, how you can avoid it, and where we are, the vaccines, presented by COVIDClinic.org. You can submit your questions by Facebook and Twitter using the hashtag KNXCoronaQuestions or email them to coronaquestions@knx1070.com. With us this afternoon, Dr. Michael Hurt with the Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hurt, good afternoon. Governor Newsom has set a June 15th date for a full reopening of the state. That's just over 2 months from now. What do we have to do to get there and not do to mess it up?
Yeah, well, that's a really great goal. I think we all are ready to put this behind us. But there are a couple of things standing in our way. Number one, what we got to do is continue to vaccinate the vulnerable. If you are older, if you are overweight, if you have other medical problems, asthma, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart failure, you definitely need to get a vaccine and make sure that those around you are also vaccinated. We also need to continue to live as if it's 2020 and not 2021. And not 2019. That is to say, we need to keep our social distancing. We need to stay outdoors. We need to avoid crowds because the main thing we got to do is to avoid the variants. That's the South African variant, the Brazilian variant, the UK variant. And remember, there are two California variants that have made international news as well. These variants are more contagious. They're more deadly, dangerous than COVID-19. And as hard as it is to avoid COVID-19, we have to double our efforts to avoid these variants, which are already in California. California is one of the top five states loaded with variants. And to navigate this reopening, we have to dodge them. Otherwise, as with Europe, Canada, parts of Brazil, they're shutting down again for a fourth time because the variants are taking over.
All right. I know some people like to not just do things. They like to overdo things. So with the vaccines in mind, I know somebody out there is thinking, I'm going to get the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine. Is that a good idea?
Well, according to the CDC, it's a little premature, but I will tell you that there are a couple of studies underway right now to answer that exact question. Because when you use two different vaccines from two different manufacturers, they are using different combinations of what are called adjuvants or immune stimulants to get the body to respond to these mRNA-based spike proteins. And as a result, two may be better than one. We have seen this with other mRNA vaccines, like for Ebola, where using two different manufacturers actually gives a better response. It teaches the body from two different perspectives how to approach the virus. And so while we're not recommending that right now, when these studies come out, and if they're positive, we may be mixing and matching vaccines sooner than we think.
But we would be mixing and matching the Pfizer and Moderna, because J&J is the old-fashioned way of developing a vaccine. It actually has the dead DNA of COVID in it. So we couldn't mix Johnson & Johnson, or could we?
No, we actually would. It would be better, in fact, to mix Johnson & Johnson with the Pfizer and Moderna, because Pfizer and Moderna are mRNA vaccines. That is, they're mRNA molecules coated with sort of a fake chemical fat that allows them to be transferred and protected inside of your cells where the body makes spike proteins. Johnson & Johnson uses a virus. As you said, it takes COVID DNA, puts it inside the cold virus, which then gets into your cells, gets transcribed into mRNA, which then becomes spike protein, and it then looks just like a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. But because it approaches the body differently and uses different adjuvants to stimulate the immune system, when you use Pfizer and J&J or Moderna and J&J, you could get a different approach from each vaccine, therefore broadening your immune response to this virus.
All right. Thanks so much. Dr. Michael Hurt with the Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. We get answers to your coronavirus questions this time every Tuesday and Friday afternoon.